Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the first Sunday Night Metal Injection livecast. Now that the Iraq War is officially ending, may I suggest Australia as the next nation we invade? I just figure if all their males are waking up early to listen to this show, they won't be in any condition to defend their homeland. And that means all you can eat kangaroo meat for the rest of us. Here's the show.
Whoa, come on, Bland. Don't give people ideas. That's not right.
Why not?
A lot of our fan base is in Australia.
That's the point.
But we don't want them dead. We want them to still listen.
Oh, no, they'll just be in their homes listening. Yes, they won't be out fighting.
You're like the Judas Priest putting backwards messages so that their fans will kill themselves. Then they don't have a fan base.
Once
See,
again,
it works.
All you can eat kangaroo meat.
All right.
I'm hogging it.
This is the first Sunday night livecast.
I would like to say that I'm glad I was on Metal Injection today randomly, because if not, I wouldn't have known that the show was at 7 today.
Yeah,
really?
I know it too.
Yeah, because nobody decided to tell me.
Rob,
that the show moved.
This is all your fault.
I knew it was Sunday, to your credit.
I feel like we talked about it, but I totally forgot. Yeah.
We did talk about doing it earlier, and in fact, this was a point of discussion when you said you wanted to go to the Gwar show,
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I know that we talked about it, but I was like, did we officially say
Yeah, well, it's just because we didn't want to go home late. There was no reason to make
We're
it.
We're getting older, you know?
Yeah.
It's more so that we can watch The Walking Dead and Dexter, which is right after the show.
Are you going to watch it here?
High five, Sean. That's right.
I don't mind The Walking Dead, but
now people know.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, no thank you to Dexter.
Walking Dead is
really
good.
Really? I love Dexter.
Yeah, I really like The Walking Dead. I think Walking Dead is fun.
We can watch
it's
it
not
together.
As good. It's not as good as Breaking Bad. No. I'd rather
have The Walking Dead, everything is good except the characters, in my opinion.
Well,
I like
wrong.
You
should read the graphic novel because it's awesome. And the characters are awesome.
It's the same characters as the graphic novel, really. Mainly. What do you not like about the characters?
Just I don't care if any of them live or die. I don't know. They all seem like dicks.
But they're not. I mean, they're not. It's like to me, it's like how Lost was. You know, they were like flawed people.
But they had
know?
More personality to them.
I guess
because they weren't being constantly chased by the living dead. But still,
yeah, very.
I don't
tense.
Know. Just like there's all these scenes of and they're hiding, and I'm hoping the zombies find them and eat.
Well, that you know that could be fun.
I do agree. In the graphic novel, they delve way deeper into. And the people, and their emotions, and everything. But.
That would be an interesting series if it was after all humanity had been eradicated and all that's left is zombies. Then
yeah.
What?
Well, that's the kind of people you would relate to personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zombies.
Devoid of any kind of emotions.
Sitting on the couch and scratching their pelvic area.
But what would they eat?
Yeah, no, they can't eat each other. They don't like dead flesh or reanimate.
It would be the end of the zombies, and then it would just, like season 3 would just be silence.
Just a
and
camera
empty
on
earth.
A wasteland.
Yeah.
What if they start? What if they start eating each other?
No, they can't. They don't. Like, that's what they like. Get off on is the living blood and the
brain.
Yeah, but then they'll evolve into liking each other.
Maybe there'll be one smart zombie that leaves like two humans left, and the zombies force them to fuck to like repopulate the earth enough so they could just keep eating more.
They'll be like
and just constant feasting on babies. Like this poor woman keeps spitting out babies, and they just eat them one by one.
They're changing them.
But wouldn't she eat her own babies or like? She wouldn't be zombie.
Yeah, no, they'd leave her alone. Uh-huh. They'd somehow be intelligent
enough
to leave this one alone and eat the babies that come out of her.
She would just be like a food factory.
Yeah,
okay.
Until she died.
But what if you just started punching her stomach and killing the babies before they came out?
They'd eat her arms off.
They don't need the babies to be alive. They just need the flesh.
Who would be impregnating her, though, with these dead
babies?
They'd
have one guy.
One guy. It's trapped up, and they'd just drop her on his cock every few
months. Or what they could do is open up all the dead males like their scrotums and just wring out the cum.
And the vas deferens.
Into like a big vat.
I think it needs, doesn't it need to come out the dick in order to, like...
I don't know. You could do turkey baster.
I thought the dick had some magical...
Wait, so after a guy dies, his scrotum still holds... Live semen?
Well, I don't know. Well, how does it work?
Live sperm. Yeah. It needs you need to get the rest of the business through the tubes
they'd
to make
it
semen.
They'd
oh,
out
thank
that's
you, Sean.
The zombie scientist.
That's right. Yeah, that's. I want to see that. Don't talk.
So 9/11, he does not believe in. Zombies.
All about it.
But here's the problem. Once the zombies evolved enough to be close enough to humans, you wouldn't like them anymore. So then you
true. Then
you'd
I'd
want
be like, yeah,
dead.
That show sucks.
I hope then
after season three, it got sucky.
You would say, I hope the stupid zombies eat the smart zombies.
But at least I'd always have a dog in the fight, you know?
True.
Somebody to root for.
You're right.
So it's just one just walking into a wall. That's good TV.
I want some network to be brave enough to do that. Because you know what? There would be people that would watch it.
This
I
fall
you.
On Fox. Zombies walking into walls.
I mean, there's no show on television with a 0.00 rating. There's somebody that watches everything that's on TV. So somebody would watch that.
You.
Yeah.
So it would be
I DVR it and fast forward just to make sure nothing different happened.
Did you see zombies walking into walls? First season is amazing.
Oh, but wait till third season.
There's a moment halfway through the season where he almost turns around, but then he doesn't. It's so tense.
It's like a turtle on its back.
Dude, the finale, the season finale, biggest cliffhanger ever. It's like, is he going to walk into the wall for the thousandth time or not?
There's like a crack in the wall, and it's almost big enough for him to get through. And then somehow he doesn't.
The wall eventually breaks down, but then they reveal it was just a dream sequence.
Did you see that flash forward to when the zombie just decimates the wall? How does he decimate the wall? I need the answer.
See? It writes itself. It's so
just
brilliant.
Just a zombie Newhart wakes up.
It's a twist. There's another wall behind the wall. That's
oh, shit. Will it ever? It takes till season four to get to that second wall. Wow, this is already like getting syndication deals, I think. Nah. Like, there's so many episodes.
FYI,
really.
Levy Kletsky Destroyer says, I'd rather watch zombies walk into walls than Silent Library.
I applaud that. I agree.
That's probably got 0.0 rating.
It's pot. Well, Shankletown watches it.
Well, Shankletown's writing the treatment for the zombies walking into walls thing right now.
Or at least for that episode
I'm
of
sure
Silent
the
Library.
Same people that watch Next watch Silent Library.
Or Will You Date My Mom?
Eliminate,
yeah.
My Super Sweet 16.
Do you remember
that
Shipmates?
Actually was a
that gets huge rating.
Good show.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I just like that watching the
that's
like
Teen Cribs, basically.
Oh, that's
like
not
spoiled
I used
Teen
to,
Cribs.
Back in the day, I used to watch that just because I'd want to hate fuck every one of the 16-year-olds.
I like watching the decline of our civilization. Just,
well, it's like I hate these people so much, but God, I would rail her till her fucking eyes bled.
Yeah.
So it was weird.
Is there any reason it has to be sexual, though? Like, why can't you just beat her up?
Because they're hot.
They dress like whores.
Fair answer.
They dress like whores on their birthdays.
So it's like the part of me that hates people like that and then the part of me that wants to fuck good-looking underage girls.
Makes sense.
So it's both all in one.
That's a big part of him, too.
Yeah. Well,
a throbbing,
bigger when that
part
show
of
is on you.
And he wants to know what kind of car they get because then he imagines himself in it.
What?
Is that a metaphor for pussy? Is that
Yeah.
Noah doesn't speak in metaphors.
Right. So I heard. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to mention we didn't talk about this yet, but we do have a very special guest, and that he's slightly mentally challenged. No. I'm just joking.
Don't speak of Frank that way. He's not even here yet to defend himself.
Okay. Sure. We'll go with that. We'll go with that one.
From the car.
But the actual special guest is Jeff Tuttle, who is the guitarist of the Dillinger Escape Plan and also the vocalist in a new band, Old Gods. Right. He's going to be calling into the show a little later on. That should be exciting.
And you wore your Dillinger Escape Plan t-shirt to the show.
We'll tell him.
You're that guy.
Wait till he's in the line.
You weren't supposed to bring that up on the air, you guys.
Well, you want me to go put mine on? So you don't feel left out.
Can we all? We should have all.
Well, that's the funny thing is that Noah actually had that conversation with herself in her mind. She said, "I'm gonna wear that," and then said, "I think it's dumb."
No, that's not true.
What'd you just say? You said something like that.
I said that today. I was going through like my T-shirts, and I saw my Dillinger shirt, and I was like, no, I'm not going to wear it because I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, all right. I misunderstood.
And then in strides Rob, that guy.
Well, you could just say you're not really wearing that, and I'm kidding. It's radio.
Yeah, why are you lying to everyone? I am
sorry,
not
Rob. I apologize. We almost
He's wearing his Web Developers Do It Better T-shirt.
Yeah. What's the pun for that? Web developers what?
Rob, could I just, I don't want to interrupt, but Rob, I just took a picture to tweet of this. The sweat stains on your shirt are fantastic. On your chest.
Let me see. I don't see
it.
He's got like underboob
sweat. No, the line you were listening to.
I'm looking right at the shirt and I don't see it. Your camera must
be
really
good. It's the flash.
Those are just
his
oil stains.
Let me see this. But I think the line you're looking for was...
I'm not going to delete it. I promise.
Web developers do it in the back end.
That's good.
Oh.
That's very good. Thanks. Oh, I applaud you for that pun.
Bye, Sean.
That was my bowing out moment.
Oh, man. I heard we had almost had a near-shard experience here. In the,
who sharded?
No, it wasn't near. It's Sydney. Just, you know, I've got to poop at some point tonight, and every time I fart, I feel...
Do you just save it for when you come over here? Or...
No.
She got a better toilet.
Do you really like the toilets here in the studios? Is that why you...
I do.
The water doesn't go high enough.
Isn't it? But, like, you also, there's a mirror right behind, right?
And yeah.
Like, I like watching myself pee.
I don't like watching myself pee.
I don't either.
I don't know. It's like,
so what do? You just look down?
No, I have to. There's no choice. But I feel like you have, like, it's almost taking away from your aim because you're seeing a double stream. So it's like, I feel like I'm looking at the stream in the mirror and I'm going to miss.
There's this crazy thing you can do with your eyes called focus.
Well, it's not that easy. I'm concentrating on the
stream. Too many things to do. You gotta tell your body to piss, focus on the piss, make sure you're making the toilet, not look at yourself in the mirror.
You're not distracted by that?
No.
I'm distracted. I'm like tempted to sit down like a woman and piss.
I was initially distracted, but I'm over it.
No, I like to play a game now where I watch my pee hole and I watch the stream and look at the actual toilet in the reflection and try to do the opposite to make it go.
It's like the piss version of Angry Birds. I don't know.
Oh god.
Fucking phone game.
Put one foot up on the sink and still try aiming off one thing into the toilet.
Someone make that. Sean pissing into a thing in front of a mirror. I want that app on my phone.
Things will distract me and I have to, whoa, okay.
But I walked in and then Sid says, I'm going to shit myself. I'm afraid I'm going to shit myself.
It was just more talk then, actually.
Okay.
I'm
I was worried.
Going to shit myself.
I told you. I thought you had a pullback.
I'm only a couple steps away from the bathroom, so even if I do, it's fine.
What's a pullback?
Pullback is when you fart and you sense a shart happening in motion and you yank it back in.
Yeah.
It's shart in motion. Potential episode.
A partial shart that doesn't come out.
Ah.
It's vital to protecting your underwear.
And it really strengthens your sphincter muscle.
I would say. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Kegels for the butthole.
No, sphincter muscle is completely worn out by now.
Yeah. Probably it's like a loose rubber band.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Oh,
true. Like a loose rubber band is early contender for episode title, by the way. Somebody write that down.
It's like the mouth of an oven mitt. It's kind of like...
That is the grossest sound effect in the library.
That wasn't sound effect. I just...
Sid
ran through the bathroom.
Damn it, Sid. You're
so
gross.
There's a puddle of poop underneath Sid.
Shankletown just... I don't know if he's kidding. He said, one time in college, you had a fire drill when I was in my dorm room and I shit my pants. Is that true? Do you want to call in and tell
us?
Yeah,
Shankle,
you should call in and
tell us
this poop story.
I didn't wear my glasses. I thought it said I shit my penis.
Well, we do have a new soundbite at least.
Yeah. I shit my penis.
No. All over my penis and face.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw the news. This is breaking news this weekend.
What?
But it looks like Metallica is looking to self-finance a 3D motion picture
of
Well,
the Yellow Submarine.
Making of Lulu.
Well, the details are pretty scarce, but I'm assuming it's just going to be a concert film. Oh. That they're gonna do, like
it's like a Bieber.
Yeah, that was my. I mean, this is all pure speculation on my part, but that's probably the business model that they're working with. You know, like the Bieber movie, I'm sure did really well with, you know, dumb 15-year-old girls. So I'm sure the dumb 15-year-old boy demographic will be cornered by the Metallica.
15-year-old boys still really like Metallica.
No, they're over it by like 10 now.
Yeah,
sorry, 10-year-old boys.
It's like a big donut hole of their demographic. It's like up to 10, and then nothing, and then 45.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's basically, if your dad makes you listen, now is the only reason.
Yeah, basically, like the Beatles used to be, except they never got bad.
Well, that's
debatable. You know, if you like the Beatles, you would like all of the Beatles.
True.
If you like Metallica, you would never like
them. Or at least you wouldn't say that they got bad. You could say that they started out sort of bad and got great. Nobody says the late Beatles stuff is awful.
But that's what I would agree. Yeah, I agree.
I don't think they were poppy. I think they were poppy.
Yeah, they were
bad.
They were sort of a generic pop rock band, and then...
Right, but you could hear talent there. It's not like they sucked. They were doing what the record label told them to do.
But I was more in the Stones camp and the Stones-Beatles fight. Like, I like the sleazy... garagey shit.
I like them both.
I've never been a big fan of the Stones.
Exile on the Main Street.
Yeah, no, it's not that they're terrible. It's just not.
Frank's trying to break in.
We're on air. Don't you see the light?
What?
Oh, he's so close to.
Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah.
No, I wish it was like a 3D fucking like Master of Puppets horror movie where there's like
that
a Master of Puppets killing people.
First of all,
come on.
They're not Pink Floyd.
Yeah, right.
They could never pull that off. The producer that they hired to oversee the film is Charlotte Huggins, who did Journey to the Center of the Earth.
I thought you said Journey. Journey.
Yeah. 3D. No, but that would be such a bigger bomb drop. You know, like if they put all this money into like an actual movie and then no one went and saw it, that'd be worse than just a concert film. You know, no fucking money goes into that.
Like, who hasn't seen Metallica in concert by now, really? It's all over YouTube. I mean, what's the point?
The point is it'll be like a 3D thing, so...
Well, I get to see all of...
But if
James
you go
Hetfield
see them
Michaels,
in concert, yeah. That's...
Right. Well,
so,
when they played Sonosphere, with the first Big Four show with Slayer, Megadeth, and the fourth?
Anthrax?
No.
Just kidding.
That wasn't
kidding. No, when they did that, they simulcast the show in movie theaters all over the country, and there were people at the theaters.
Why?
Well, no, they do that for a lot of things. You know?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, they've had a history of people willing to go to the movies to see them perform live, so why not?
No, I'm not.
And the reason why they would do it as opposed to seeing them live is because a ticket to see them live is like at least $100.
But that was actually live. This would not be, correct?
Right.
Yeah, but
it wasn't actually live. It was shot like 10 hours before and then on tape. But yeah.
But this also, it's going to leak online beforehand.
Why would it leak online?
Isn't everything?
No.
How do you have a 3D film leak online? You can't watch
it. Yeah, plus though, the appeal is that it's like geared to a 3D thing.
You don't want to see Kirk Hammett's Jerry Curl juice just flying.
I am correct. Wow, a three-dimensional Jerry Curl, that would be really cool.
And James Hetfield's pockmarks in fucking high definition. His acne scars.
So, like, looking at this producer, she's pretty much done, like, other than Journey to the Center of the Earth.
She directed Some Kind of Monster, so that was big.
No. No, she did like a Blue Man Group documentary. She's done a lot of documentary work, too, and like Wild Safari 3D.
Lou Reed in 3D.
Well, in the story, they were speculating that it might be a concert film, but if it would be terrible if they're commissioning somebody to make a film based on Lulu. Can you imagine?
Oh, please do that. Please do that.
Like, if that was the case.
Story, right?
It's based on a play.
Then we would be talking about Lulu for like another 3 months.
Please.
I guess for the good of the show, let's hope it's that.
Yes.
So that we have more stuff to make
like
fun of.
Rob was telling me once, it's like when comedians love when like Republicans get elected because they can ridicule them. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's the same exact thing. I just want Metallica to do more train wrecks.
Yeah.
Like the
Monopoly
game.
I guess you can see that, yeah.
Oh, God. I am the table! And a quick reminder to everyone, you can give us a call Our number is 646-929-1357. My ears, you guys, are still ringing because we had our CMJ showcase on Friday.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Fun.
Queller Tech played Skeleton Witch, Turbid North, Barn Burner, and Battlecross. All the bands are great. A whole lot of people showed up.
Yeah, it was really crowded. I'm not surprised that Shlomo didn't show because he had Shabbos.
Yeah, Sean, what was your excuse?
Sean.
Explosive diarrhea. My idea is really I couldn't be 5 feet away from the toilet. I'm listening to Skeleton, which makes me feel the same. So.
Full disclosure. Great. When we went off the air last week after Sean shit talked Skeleton,
I've never heard of Skeleton Witch in my life.
He is, I don't even know who they are. I've just
talked
shit.
I know who they are. I've read
plenty of articles.
I just talk shit on bands I've never heard of.
Wouldn't proper terminology be witch skeleton?
No, Skeleton Witch.
Witchy skeleton.
That's also better.
A witchy skeleton.
What is a skeleton witch?
It's a band from Athens,
did they just
Ohio.
Make that? From where?
Athens, Ohio.
It's a skeleton
that casts spells, Sid. Just go with it.
No,
all right?
I refuse.
I'll put it this way. There's a lot of thrash revival bands out there that do it bad. They're
really loud right now.
Sorry.
No, he's not.
He's fine.
Shut up.
He's also wearing sunglasses indoors.
He's also
at
drunk.
Yeah.
And he's got his hat on and the headphones over the hat.
But we just installed
the
ordinary
Halloween costume.
You got me.
We just installed the UV rays in here. That's why he needs his protection. That was
No, I was going to say, Darren, you look tan. Speaking of.
Oh, yeah, you told me that before the show. I worked in the field today, picking cotton. Singing spirituals. I don't know. I was outside all day working.
Should we hear some of those spirituals right now?
No, that'd be very offensive.
Why?
You sing one.
I don't know them. I'm not the one that just said I was out in the field singing
That's
them.
What we call a joke in the radio business.
Well, I called your bluff.
All right, yeah,
swing
you're
low,
right.
Sweet chariot right now.
Swing low, sweet chariot. That's all I know.
Get a little choked up.
You're really going to cry and get tear up on
bit.
It?
A little bit. I have to pull it back like the turd.
So Noah asked me if I suntan on the lamps.
Yeah.
Which I'm terrified of. I don't know how you can do that.
Easy.
You
walk in, close the door, and you come out.
And
boom.
You don't care about getting cancer.
Nope.
If you do it one time, you're not going to get cancer.
So she does it every fucking 3 days.
No, I don't.
No.
I do it like once a month.
I thought you use a bronzer.
Nope.
No, that's fake tan.
She does look good.
Bronzer comes off.
So you do the one where you walk in instead of the one where you lay down?
Yeah, I would be too scared to do the one where you lay down, because, like, what if the door doesn't open or something?
Or if you fall asleep.
Also, like, what if a Guidette went in there and left her herpes on the table?
Yeah,
and standing
is better because you're not touching anything.
Yeah.
You're just standing
your
there.
Your butt cheeks are on fucking glass and everyone else's butt cheeks.
Herpes
yeah.
on the
are
table!
You are you completely naked when you go
this? Yeah.
How long do you stand there?
10 minutes.
So you don't like tan lines? Is that why you get naked?
I hate tan lines.
Do you, like, spread your ass so it gets everywhere?
Yeah.
Yes, like, I bend over.
Yeah. Do you have that one triangle of your ass that's just not tan?
No, I go in there nude. Sid
wants, right, but when you're standing, though, there's a part of your ass that's obscured because you're standing.
Oh,
like
underneath
the bottom.
No, underneath my cheek sometimes.
Oh, yeah, the butt crease. Sometimes.
They put
it
like in a gyroscope, so.
Zero G tanning.
No one went in there and said, I want a tan starfish, please.
It would be great, because like your tanning lines would be like two hands on your butt cheeks, just pulling them.
No inch of my body should be untanned, sir.
Why did no one develop a British accent?
I don't know. That's my hoity-toity accent. I love Noah. You are very particular about certain things, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Poking
that's the pot
you.
Calling the kettle black there.
Yes, I agree. I'm with you. That's why I feel I can make fun of you, because I'm the same.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think you're making fun of me. You're just making fun.
I'm teasing.
Well, he just said he was making fun of you.
Yeah, so he clearly felt like he was making fun of you.
Okay, I'm not. I don't get offended when you guys
stop
make
trying
fun
to stir up shit between us. I love
now he's backpedaling.
That's right.
Right. Because my starfish isn't tan. I don't want you looking at it.
Well, we don't know that. No. Prove it.
Prove it.
Right now, lay it on the table.
How big it is.
Let's do a twit pick.
I think they would get lots of hits.
Yeah.
So tell us more about Friday.
Well, Queller Tech were really, really loud. We were there for the sound check, and it's the first time I've ever had earplugs in my ears for sound check. And the whole show was pretty loud. But, the show wasn't great, and then apparently Queller Tech decided, hey, you know, we just played a show. Why not play another one in 2 hours? And they did it at like a small bar called St. Vitus. So in between the two shows, obviously we had to go to this because it's like, oh, we love
this
band.
When is this ever going to happen again?
Yeah, when is this ever going to happen again?
Was it the same set list?
No.
They played a shorter set list.
Yeah, they played shorter and they played some new songs. Which
and they were a lot more drunk,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like on a one to Boris Yeltsin. Like,
well,
where
Boris Yeltsin.
What actually happened is that Rich Hall asked them to do the show, and they said that they would do it in two conditions, and that's that they don't have to pay for any drinks and that they don't have to load anything. So they made it happen.
Reasonable.
But they were wasted by the time they went on, and it was still awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a totally different vibe at that show because, like,
there were people, I mean, Rob said that that's what hipsters wear, but it seemed like it was a costume party.
What? What was it?
There was one person in costume or something, but everyone else was dressed normally.
Was it just Shlomo?
Wait,
what are you referring to?
Explain, like, some of
the
costumes.
When we got there, I feel like the show that was already happening was like a... probably like an indie rock or like a hipster type of show.
Oh, you mean St. Vitus?
Yeah.
No, that's what the people look like who hang out there.
Yeah.
I've hung out there plenty of times, and that type of metal crowd always looks like that, and they're always there.
There was a girl that looked like a flapper.
What's a flapper?
The 20s kind of swinging and crazy broad.
Yeah. There were a lot of people that just looked like they were wearing costumes with the normal garb.
That's how people dress in the area.
In your area.
Yeah.
Wow. No, but I don't see it as bad here in Williamsburg.
You live in, like, hipster haven.
I feel like this isn't even the hipster haven anymore. Like, the hipsters have been priced out of this neighborhood.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, she if you go to McCarran Park, you'll see all those people.
Pizza slices went up to $3 here, so they had to go somewhere.
She tunes all the common people out. Come on.
As she gets driven to her tan salon.
Yeah. In a limo.
Tower on the little people out.
Go down the least occupied block, please. Belvedere, drive on.
She just calls all her drivers Belvedere.
Belvedere.
My name is Joe.
Belvedere. I said Belvedere.
No, excuse me. The driver's name is Ludwig.
Ludwig.
That was the name of the limo driver when I went to Big Four.
Oh, really?
Ludwig Belvedere?
Yeah.
I make sure all my servants remind me of Falconer. You must have Nordic names or you're fired.
The best part, though, of the night was in between the two shows, we wanted to get some food, so we went to this Mexican place around here. And they were playing Falconer. It was nuts. No. It was actually karaoke night at this Mexican place, which
it was called Papacitos.
Yeah, I didn't want to give out the location. So
well, we're not
we
there now.
That's true. I don't want people to go there.
What, you didn't like the food?
I actually love it.
You don't think
food.
It's not worth
it's
a mention?
Great food. They had really good salsa.
Sid, please read the last comment in the chat. No, his driver's name is Alex Skolnick. That's right. Told you it was Ludwig.
No, it's Belvedere.
I throw shoes at him.
It's Alex.
Ludwig Belvedere. Hush up.
It's just because she doesn't want to admit that that's what her idol is doing now.
And he's like,
she
yes, ma'am. I need the paycheck. Okay, it's Ludwig.
We do role-playing games.
So it was just white people at this karaoke doing really bad covers.
There was a black guy singing James Brown.
The black guy was the guy.
Was the
DJ of
they
the
They were
night.
All DJs.
They were just embarrassing. No, not all of them.
Except for the couple. Everyone else was a professional.
I think Noah
karaokeist.
Means they were all DJs and that we all have an inner DJ.
No.
I think that's what you mean.
I don't.
Just on a higher level.
I sharted mine out before.
No, so then this one waiter clearly, like, there was a bunch of white people, again, and then us, all of us metalheads.
Oh, but you,
at
so
two
you guys
separate
aren't
tables.
White because
no,
of metalhead?
We're fucking metalhead. That's how we identify. Come on,
we were
whiter than
black.
White.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
We were dressed in black. Yeah, there we go. But then this guy just decided to put on fucking Hostile by Pantera, mm-hmm. and he starts singing it and whatever, and then it gets to the big part where he yells fucking hostile, and then all of us yelled it at the same time.
He got mad.
No, he was into it, but then everyone else seemed to get pretty scared. And then,
they were shivering.
Yeah, then we scared some people away. We scared
some
hipsters away.
They were sharding all over the place. Then they had to get the mops to clean up the floor.
Disgusting. Yeah, there was shard. It might have been from the beans, from the burritos.
Where were the mops? Know.
They just had them in the back.
That's what happens when you play my music, man. Very, very forceful.
They used Sean's old t-shirts to clean it up.
Oh, probably right. Smell the same.
If you want a Sean t-shirt, call
646. That doesn't sell them. I don't know what it will.
Smell like poop.
Yeah, don't even give the real number.
Yeah.
But we do have a real number, and it's 646-929-1357.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that there's very few people in chat today. They not know that we moved?
Rob?
Some of these people might not have gotten the memo.
Some people are doing stuff on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like church.
Or maybe their own podcast.
Lots of what? Church.
Pretty sure church is done.
Then they relax.
Like 7:30. I mean, come on.
I thought you just meant church was like done.
Church is like done.
I'm pretty sure
like
people are over
thing.
Church.
Yeah.
Do people still go to church? Is that still a thing?
Do you
go?
Me?
Sean, does your family go to church?
They do go to church. My parents do. My sisters don't.
How often?
Actually, one sister does.
How often do those idiots go to church?
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Jeez. They're listening right now. That's
they're wonderful people.
That sounded sincere.
Never
like,
even
like every other weekend.
They're great.
They just go to pray for Sean.
Please don't let him do the show again. Talk about his prostate.
Yeah. No more Doritos bag stories.
God, please. No hot sauce up the pee hole anymore.
Oh.
Yay.
I just realized how many disgusting stories there are about you.
How many of them
very
are,
candid with, you know, like...
How many of them are actually true?
All.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. I think Sean is even holding back on some details.
Actually, yeah.
Son of a bitch. Tristan's jealous. I want hot sauce in my pee hole.
We could make that happen right now, Sid.
What? Yeah.
Do you have some hot sauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready, Sid?
Willing to blow it within your mouth?
No, that's where you come in.
Oh.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about this on the air.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fine line.
But seriously, though, Sean, you should put hot sauce on your pee hole on the air. So we can just hear
yeah,
you
come
scream.
On, Sean, be more interesting. Do it.
Oh, wow. New episode title.
Be more interesting.
Sean, be more interesting. New episode title.
We move up to 12th mic.
Well, that's like skipping five. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you were down to like 30 at one point.
Yeah, right. But that's not what happened. It was in her mouth, and then she put her mouth on my peen, and then the saliva went in the pee hole.
Okay.
With her.
Oh, she eating both?
We'll get a sprinkling
some hot sauce on my dick doesn't really do anything.
We'll get a flesh jack. We'll lube it up with hot sauce.
Flesh light.
Oh, whatever.
Flesh jack is the knockoff that
the
Rob
generic
bought.
Version.
Oh, whoops.
Your fake.
The cheaper version.
What's the fake email address you use for your Craigslist casual encounters?
Flesh jack.
Wait, you've got it. It's my OkCupid profile.
Blanket as opposed to the Snuggie. Like,
yeah.
I guess.
Flesh jack, sensitive bear, ISO. Tender loving moment.
Rob looks mortified right now like we've hit a nerve.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have a flashlight, Jack, or anything.
All right, let's save Rob. We have a caller.
Oh, my God.
Is this Jack?
It's Mr. Flesh Jack.
Hi, Flesh Jack. What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Flam. I have a question for
who?
Go ahead.
From Sean.
All right.
You have from Sean?
He has a question. Sean, you sent him a question? You're setting it up?
So what's the answer, man?
Why does Shinobi hate you so much?
Who?
Shinobi.
Shinobi.
Who's Shinobi?
Guy who posts on the forums.
He still does?
Yeah.
He still hates you?
He used to be in the chat all the time.
Well, no, yeah, I remember that was like a year ago.
I think he stopped. He stopped going in when you joined the show.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't know who he is, he can't really answer that question.
Yeah, that answers that
well,
one.
Well, yeah, and like most of the things that he would say in the chat were just kind
that
of
he just
ridiculous.
He would just say you're not funny. That was his
right.
main
he
line
He just
of
needs
attire.
Someone to hate, and unfortunately he chose you.
Yeah. Why was that unfortunate? I think it's kind of funny.
Sean likes it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sean likes the abuse.
He likes attention.
Where in the forums is he still? He doesn't post in like the Metal Injection Livecast Recovery threads.
Well, maybe not like recently, but I mean, since he left the chat, he was posting.
So he's still like currently talking shit about Sean.
I haven't checked in a few
Flanders?
In a while.
No, not constantly, but it came up recently.
Really?
What, it came up what? Where? Where does this come
yeah,
up?
Yeah, give us like the background on what the deal is.
What
read
some
to it.
Well, go find it and call us back.
Yeah,
go find it and call back.
We want footnotes.
And if you don't find it, make something up.
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
Could I get a Hetfield, please?
Well, you got to do something for Hetfield.
Oh, it's the first Hetfield of the Sunday nights.
Yeah.
It'll be the first one.
Wait, how many Hetfields have we done so far? If we counting this one that we're about to, how many have we done tonight?
One.
All right. There it was. Oh, you want that too?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You can always get a Hetfield. You just got to say the magic word. The magic number.
All right. Should we take a music break?
It's so different from our old show because we had to trick them
into it.
And now
people, they're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like it.
It's like getting insulted by, what's his face? Don Rickles.
Yeah.
People love
it. It's flattering.
Or by James Hetfield.
Yeah.
All right. Music break.
Let's do it. We're going to start out with Pantera. Fucking hostile.
This was a request.
Imagine us in a Mexican restaurant singing along to this while other white people are mortified.
With burritos falling out of our
mouth.
There's
a link here before, if you don't want to go to the music break.
We'll do that after when we come back.
Yeah,
we
got plenty of show.
The teaser.
And when we come back, actually, we'll be on the air with Jeff Tuttle of Old Gods and Dillinger Escape Plan. So stick around. Plenty of stuff going down. Every day, I'm getting very straight. I'm fucking sick to do. It's in the asshole. If you can see yourself, you put you on a show. No problem, masturbate. Problems to not be ate. Today I'm playing a part of that parrot. Now make your heart just love for you to know about yourself. The lies make you believe what's evil. It's making love and making friends and making God the wrong way. The right way. To be. To be.
Live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way.
but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
Chuck Blandington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy. And I called her baby as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Yeah.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you. Sid and Lonnie have nothing to be ashamed of. I once shared a bed on vacation with Optimus Prime, and we leaked WD-40 all over each other. That doesn't make me any less of a man. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Any members of the FBI in the audience, the music break is over. Repeat, the music break is over. Please return to your listening posts and resume monitoring of this program for any negative references to Dave Mustaine. That is all. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Oh, there's a little fantasy football talk. A little off-air fantasy football talk.
Talking about sports.
Can we get a little league update, Sid?
You are being eviscerated by Darren, but you still have a chance at a comeback if all your remaining players do very well. I'm winning only because my opponent hasn't set his lineup in a month. So I'll remain undefeated. And now all my good players are going to be past their bye week, which means I will still remain undefeated for probably the whole year.
So what do you get if you win?
I just get pride, but the listener who finishes...
Who is the first ranked listener in the score?
Shankletown.
No, Shankletown's doing terribly. Even though he has some really good players, he's barely paying attention.
he has good punchlines.
No.
Really?
That nickel will give you a phone call in 1925. First place as of this morning is Heathen Temple 666. And he's just slightly ahead of the Fuck Mike Browns.
All right, I think we should
stop. I don't know who these people are.
Talking about sports.
They're in the chat usually, though. But yeah.
All right, right now we have our special guest on the line. Let's get him on the air. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Special guest?
Yeah, that would be you. Jeff.
You're talking about me, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it, then, you know.
Are you an ordinary guest? You're not so special?
No, let's go with special. Let's just go with that.
There we go. Our studio audience loves you. A very silent standing ovation.
All right.
Thanks for taking some time to call into our show.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, I want to talk about your new band that we just heard of, Old God.
The new band that you just heard of, like, just a couple seconds ago, huh?
I heard about them, like, a month ago.
No, we actually wrote about them. We wrote about them a month ago.
Noah heard about them before. Cool, she's a hipster.
Yeah.
Wait, were you the guys that called us Old Dogs?
That was me.
Somebody wrote an article and called us Old Dogs.
Oh,
like the John Travolta movie.
I didn't write
you, because if that was you, then we're gonna have some words, partner.
I didn't write that, but I did mention that on last week's show how I keep using it and saying Old Dogs, but I would never.
Because Travolta's your bassist, though, right?
What's that?
But that's because Travolta's your bassist. So
yeah. We don't really like to talk about that, though, you know. Because the whole Scientology thing, it just gets weird.
Well, that's how you hit the big time. You got to get in with
exactly.
Get on the soundtrack to Mission Impossible 17.
Yeah, man. I mean, you start doing the Scientology thing, and all of a sudden, you know, doors start opening. You get podcasts with Metal Injection. It's all uphill from there.
We're not really supposed to acknowledge that that's how you got the interview, but it's all right. No, but let's talk about the band. How did this band get started?
You know, just it's a really remarkably ordinary story. You know, just you know, we're all friends from Detroit. Most of us, you know, we've known each other for years and just wanted to play some music together. You know, so we just got in a room and that's, you know, Old Gods is just kind of what came out.
Cool. And you're singing on this?
Yeah. I mean, I've been singing in bands, you know, ever since I was in high school and stuff. Singing and playing guitar. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time that I'm only singing, and I'm just kind of, you know, Randall is the riff master of Old Gods, and I just kind of take a step back and, you know, that dude can crank out riffs like you wouldn't believe. You know, like, we'll show up to practice and, you know, like, you know, Randall, let's write some new stuff. And he's like, well, I don't know, I don't really have anything. And then he'll just go on for like 40 minutes of just riffing. And he'll be like, but that's all that I really have right now. And I'm like, cool, because it just kind of sounds like he just wrote our next record already. So it makes it work. But, yeah. It's fun. Like I enjoy singing or yelling or screaming or whatever you want to call it. And it's something new. It's something. It's it's different taking the guitar off for sure.
So what do you do with your hands now?
Yeah, you're pretty.
Well,
have you guys played any live shows yet?
Yeah. We played a handful of shows around the Detroit area. You know, in the time off that I have from Dillinger, you know, we try to do as much as we can at home. And as far as what I do with my hands when performing live, I like to do sign language, and I sign the lyrics to the songs for the hearing impaired.
Wow.
That's really thoughtful.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, but, you know, years of practice. I've been practicing for many years.
All right, I like it.
I've gotten quite proficient at it.
It sounds like it. But if you want to call in and talk to Jeff and ask him a question, the number to dial is 646-929-1357.
Get ready, man. That switchboard's going to light up.
Waiting.
Better.
Is it lighting up yet?
Momentarily, there's a bit of a delay.
There's a time delay. That's right. Yeah. There's a time delay. So
we have to give it a few.
Right.
So, are you in Detroit right now?
No, I'm actually in New Jersey. The Dillinger Escape Plan is getting ready to hit the road. We're going on like a 5-week tour with Mastodon, and we're just kind of getting all of our ducks in a row. We're gonna get the trailer loaded up, and then we're gonna hit the road. Greg just told me to tell somebody over there to fuck themselves. So.
Oh, okay.
Probably Rob.
I don't really know if I can say that on a podcast, but
you can absolutely say it.
Okay.
Let him know that I will gladly fuck myself just because he requested it.
He's gonna fuck himself gladly.
Beef there that we don't know about?
No, no beef. I hope not.
I'm gonna leg drop you the next show.
So what I want to know is which place smells worse, Detroit or Jersey?
Oh.
Smells worse?
Yeah.
Why does one of them have to smell bad? I don't.
You're insulting his hometown. Come on.
Well, I could be insulting Ben Weinman's hometown.
Jeez,
you don't know.
It's true. It's true. I think Detroit smells wonderful.
Maybe you're just not used to it.
Have you ever
harsh?
No, I'm a dick. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where you're located, but
we are in Brooklyn, New York.
How does that sound?
Wonderful.
Like Rob's anus.
Oh.
You're in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Are you in Williamsburg?
Yes, I am.
Literally right now we are.
Are you really?
That's like the only...
So if you're in Williamsburg, you probably can't really tell how bad it smells because of your ironic mustache.
Yeah, Rob.
I'll have you know my mustache is not ironic because I have a
no.
You go with it. So that it can't work that way.
Rob starts wearing a handlebar mustache this week.
He's just candle wax.
It's just because I'm a Hulk Hogan fan. That's all.
That's really ironic of you to have a handlebar mustache.
Yeah. He knows it looks dumb. It's the point. The sideburns are for real, though.
Yeah. They're sincere sideburns.
Okay.
So are you planning to do any touring with Old Gods? I know you're out with Dillinger.
Yeah. We get home from this tour in December, and our plan, we have some shows in the works for December, and we want to record a full length record, and that's really the plan right now. Most of the other dudes in the band actually have real jobs, so it's a bit more difficult for them to do the touring thing, but we'd definitely love to take it on the road and get out of Michigan and do our thing in some other states.
Sounds good. Well, I've heard the album on Bandcamp, the EP or whatever.
It's only $5. Did you buy it?
No, I just listened to it.
Rob.
You don't buy it. You're not supposed to buy music anymore. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. I guess I'll purchase it right now.
Come on, Rob. You got your credit card.
You me into it.
Come on.
No, it accepts PayPal. It's okay.
And Rob, don't say your credit card number on the air.
4-2-1 wait.
So.
What's that?
You better stop. You really going to give out your credit card number on the air?
He did give his phone number out on the air once.
Accidentally, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he got like 40 texts.
The area code of our call-in number and the area code of my phone number are the same, so I confused them a little bit.
And he was also really high.
That, well. Yeah. That's true. But cool. All right, well, we have a caller. The lines are blowing up. Let's have them on the air. 248, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Naomi, and I'm from Michigan.
Hello, Naomi from Michigan.
And my question was, I've seen Dylan Serb perform, and I often notice Jeff wearing a Gigi Allen shirt, and I was wondering about his how he became a Gigi Allen fan and what he likes about him and just about that.
What's not to like about Gigi Allen is what I'd like to know. I mean, the dude sets things on fire and shits and pisses on stage. It's, you know, how do you not like that? Is what I'd like to ask.
Have you ever flung a turd into the audience?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've jumped in yourself, though, right?
I've what?
You've jumped into the crowd.
Yes.
So you're calling him a turd, Rob?
Rob. How dare you treat our guests that way? How
Rob,
dare you speak like
I'm
that?
I'm just looking for the easy joke. I would have done it to anybody.
You're 0-2.
Just a bad one.
I'll let you have that one.
You've been insulting our guests.
I'm just gonna go ahead and let you know that I took the bait on that one for you. I jumped on that grenade. So I hope you feel good about that.
I feel slightly better about myself now. I will say that.
Okay.
I really should watch what I'm saying, though, because I've seen Dillinger live, and you are a maniac live. You came in and you out-crazy the rest of them, I feel. Because, I mean, I always see you, like, go in the crowd and jump on the bar, and you're in the back of the venue by the last song, and...
How does it feel the next day after you're, like, performing and jumping all around? Do you guys go for massages and stuff? I don't know.
They take our fish.
Yeah, well, we don't really, we will usually, after the show, we have, like, a massage orgy.
Go on.
No, I mean, it's like anything else. Like your body just ends up getting used to it. You know, it's almost like second nature at this point. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for so long. Like it actually feels worse when I get home from tour and I'm not doing, you know, that kind of stuff on a regular basis. And then my body, you know, has time to catch up and be like, please stop doing that. But when I'm on the road, you know, just it feels great to have that much adrenaline pumping through your system.
It's a good cardio workout.
Yeah.
It is.
All right, awesome. Well, we're going to get to some old gods. To play a song. Do you have a particular favorite song out of all the ones you've released so far that we should play?
Oh, come on. Please don't make me choose of the 6 songs that we've recorded and released.
Just press a random one, Rob. They're all good.
All right, I'll go with the longest one.
Is there an instrumental? Play that.
the first track on the album.
Another wise guy over there, huh?
No, just one.
Gee, guys.
So if all of our millions of listeners at home want to check out Old Gods, you can check out their Bandcamp page. By the way, really awesome that you guys are on Bandcamp. Big fan of that website.
Oldgods.bandcamp.com.
You can listen to the whole EP and buy it for only $5. And Jeff, thank you for taking some time to talk to us.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right.
I'd really like to stay and answer more of the call-in questions, but I really have more important things to do right now. So I'm sorry to anybody who I didn't get to.
Sorry, we're gonna have to destroy all the phone calls. Hang up on all of them. We can't get them.
Exactly. Just unplug the whole thing. Just throw it away.
We can't spoil them. We have to leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The sequel. All right, here's Old Gods, Flower of Flesh and Blood, on the Metal Injection Livecast.
was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Keep listening to the Metal Injection live cast, you whack-ass busters. Or I'll bust a robotic cap in your ass. Fools.
Power glove.
Chuck Landington. Talk nasty, breathe fire. Smell rot, you're a liar. Diseased health hazard. Scumbag, filthy bastard. But I'm not lying when I tell you that the music break is over. And it's time for more laughs and fun. On the Metal Injection live cast, here we go.
His voice cracked on that one.
He recorded that when he was younger.
He's excited for the conclusion of the show. Now, Shinobi, if you notice yourself enjoying the show more in the second hour, it's because Sean left.
Yeah.
Oh, and Sean texted me. I don't know if he texted all of you guys.
Oh, no.
No.
What did he say?
Hold on. Let me
bring it up. He said, "Say I left to hunt down Shinobi using the Great American Challenge as a weapon." I don't know what the Great American Challenge is. It was something we mentioned
Sean,
on the show once.
Sean is just as funny in text as
what
he
is
on
what,
air.
Explain, what is the Great American Challenge?
I forgot, but I remember that being brought up.
Because I replied asking, what? And he didn't reply.
Well, he's probably on the train. Right? We have a caller, though. Maybe it's Sean or Shinobi.
Sean Nobi.
Yeah. They're the same person.
If you're in area code 410, say hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Dan from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, not much. Just doing a show.
Are you Eastern District or Western District?
I'm Eastern.
Nice.
He's
with Prop Joe and those guys. I'm just going to talk about your stuff with him now because he's in Baltimore. I don't care about anything else.
That's Sid's only frame of reference for Baltimore.
I actually lived in Baltimore for a few years.
I don't believe you.
When we first moved to America, that's where we first lived.
Yeah. What are your memories of Baltimore?
I have none.
Right. Prostitutes.
I went to Camden Yards a few times.
Isn't Ocean City like a popular place that Russians come to?
It's New Jersey,
Maryland.
Isn't it? That's
no,
where Maryland's from.
There's one in
Jersey Shore.
And that?
That's Jersey Shore.
No, there is one in Maryland, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know.
We do have Ocean City, but it's a little overrated.
Yeah. It's not much ocean. It's more like a pond.
More like
ocean.
Yeah,
it is a pond with lots of strip malls and shops that charge like $8 for a thing of French fries.
It's not fun.
It's like any tourist destination. Overpriced.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys, how much of the new Lou Reed Metallica album have you listened to online?
I listened to it all the way through.
The whole thing?
Played on the show.
Yeah,
I listened to it all the way.
I listened to
for
it.
For research purposes.
Yeah, exactly. No, not even joking, like to see if there was anything we could mine from it to make clips. But really, it's just, I came away with the conclusion that it's just really boring. It's not.
At the end of the day, you just had to throw it away.
All the clips come from that one single that they released first. And really, I can go through it again.
So the rest of it is actually worse than that song?
It's not even that it's worse. It's just like, it's a lot of noodling and like boring like instrumental parts.
It's supposed to be artsy, but it's really just crap.
Yeah.
What about Lou Reed's like morbid rambling?
But
you
still have that. Most of the rambling parts are in that song. Like a lot of it is, it's like more of the same. There's nothing really hilariously stupid. It's just boring. It's not even good for entertainment to laugh at.
I've actually just been listening to Kill 'Em All over and over again. I heard none of the new record.
You're probably the smart one in this room.
Okay, now. Would you rather be stuck in a room with Lulu or Saint Anger?
I would say Saint Anger.
Me too.
I'll tell you why.
Is there a gun in the room that I could shoot myself with?
No, I mean, I know I've argued with Rob about this, but I think this at least half of that album is good songs that were never finished.
No!
And sound like shit.
No!
Half, I said. There are a lot of shit songs too. I do think if they recorded it better and edited and put solos in, I think they have nuggets of good songs there. So I can hear like some things I like there. Lulu is just straight up awful all the way through. Now, granted, we're talking about two horrible fucking albums. So I have to pick one over the other. I would pick Saint Anger.
I'm on your team, Darren.
Thank you. You're on team Darren?
You know what? I guess I would pick St. Anger because at least there's no Lou Reed on.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just the thing about it is that he's, like, way off key, James, in a lot of that album. But, then there's other parts where he doesn't sound.
Are they going to do, like, a re-release and call it Lulus or something?
Lulus.
Do you guys think that Lou Reed's got some sort of issue? Because that's honestly what it sounds like to me.
What do you mean?
Like, he's got some sort of mental disability.
Who, Lou Reed?
Yeah.
Well,
needs money.
When he was young, his parents put him in shock treatments.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because he was bi or whatever, hooking up with dudes, and they wanted to cure him of his gayness or bi-ness.
His gayness?
So he had shock therapy.
Is that what happened to Sean?
Yeah.
It might still be happening to Sean. Explain the red hair.
Sean's gayness was invaded.
Yeah, someone invaded his gayness.
Sean.
They did Lou Reed with the Metallica on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing a while ago, right?
That's where they met. That's where they like first felt their musical chemistry.
I got a line here that Groban said that the redone Metallica Lou Reed album without Lou Reed should be called Relude.
Should be called what?
Reload.
That's also how they pronounce reload in Canada.
It should be, yeah.
It's confusing to him.
Unload. How about that?
Unload.
So, yeah, I definitely can't stand this album. It's just, I was expecting it to be a train wreck. And I'm even disappointed by that. It's not even a train
boring,
wreck. Yeah.
Just unexceptional in any way.
I actually have a question for Darren.
Go ahead.
What newer metal do you listen to? Because I'm only aware of the stuff from the 80s that you listen to. I don't
really
know.
Nothing. I'm really out of the scene. Like, newer music I like is more like hip hop or to the pop side. And when it's metal, it's just like old thrash and stuff like that. I really don't like. I like Lamb of God, but they're not even new anymore. I like Dillinger Escape Plan too. I like the bigger, like, I don't go searching music out. Like, Rob knows every single thing that comes out, and you do, but I mean, you know, yeah, I don't like a lot of new metal.
Say one of Frank's bands.
One of Frank's bands.
There you go.
So much.
Of all the, like, newer bands that are out there.
I like, I just, it's not, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not on my
No,
plate.
I spend, like, at least 3 or 4 hours a day just searching out bands that, you know, from the world.
So. Right.
That's important to me.
That's time Darren spends watching Piss Mops and Meat Holes.
I do not watch Piss Mops. I've never watched a Piss Mop. I'm going to end that meme right now.
You're the one that brought it up.
I'm aware of Piss Mops.
You introduced the concept.
Yeah. I've only seen like 2 Meat Holes. I just go with the joke. I go with the joke.
You've only
funny.
Seen 2 Meat Holes.
Yeah. But
in real life. Only one released.
I don't like the picture quality. I'm just
the cinematography.
You gotta get it in 3D.
Yeah, we need 3D.
Maybe that's what Metallica's working on.
They're gonna have
3D.
The Meat Holes guys.
Meat Hole Metallica.
They're gonna wheel out a fuck couch on the stage before that concert and film a Meat Holes and then do their set
with Dave Mustaine.
They're just gonna roll out a table and then while people are fucking on the table. James Hetfield is going to yell, "I am the table!"
And the over and over. The table. There he is. Just to say it.
Yeah.
And then when you're done with the fuck couch, you can... He sounds like such an old grandpa when he says that. It's so funny.
Well, he is. How old is he?
He's almost 50.
50?
Wait.
Yeah.
Are we talking about James Hetfield or Lou Reed?
James Hetfield.
No, Lou Reed.
Yeah, I thought there was someone.
That was James Hetfield.
This?
That's Lou Reed.
That's Lou Reed. Are you serious?
Oops. Well, let's quiz Rob. Hold on. Who's this?
That's Lou Reed.
Okay, you're right. You're correct. All right, how about this?
Worship. That's worship. That's totally Lou Reed.
Are you ready? This is number 3.
That's totally Lou Reed. No?
You're wrong.
Ah,
sorry.
Lou Reed is 69.
Here's one more.
That's
that?
James Hetfield.
You're right.
I mean, very obvious.
Okay. Didn't Lou Reed say he was going to cut off his tits or something?
Cut off his tits?
Shit.
Yeah.
He's like Sid. He cuts off his shits.
Yeah, and pulls them back.
For 10 minutes, you're cut off shit.
He de-sharks himself.
At the beginning of Brandenburg Gate or whatever.
Yeah, what does he say? I don't even remember.
Why do you remember this so well?
Because it was hilarious when I heard it.
Remind
like,
what he says.
You know, you start the song, and then he's like, yeah, I'm going to cut off my tits. And you're just like, what?
Really? I don't remember that at all. Play that.
What song?
Brandenburg Gate. No, remember. Are you sure you got the lyric right that he says that?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I'm going to cut off my tits.
Why can't you just look up the lyric?
Rob's searching. Who was that, Lou Reed or James? Think about it, careful.
Darren.
James.
No, I'm kidding, that was James. Very good. Oh, you got it?
He was spelling it wrong. There we go.
What is it?
Yeah.
How far in does he say the tits? Right away?
Well, it's when the lyric is first. Yeah, it's the first lyric.
Yeah, the first lyric is, I would cut my legs and tits off.
By the way, Frank, Municipal Waste is another band that I like.
Yeah, I figured. They sound like your kind of thing. But what do you feel about Skeletal Witch?
He's talking about his tits.
He said it.
Is this Every Rose Has Its Thorn?
I would cut my legs and tits off when I think of Boris Karloff and Kinski.
I don't know how I missed that. Thank you. That's a drop.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
I have one more question for you guys, though.
How many more questions?
No!
Damn it! All right, it's on hold. He got one.
What's the question?
So you're talking about new metal bands. Of all the new, like, up-and-coming metal bands, like, what tour of this year are you most excited for, or have you seen that you were most impressed by?
I don't like all these limiting questions.
Well, sorry, man. Make it into a question that you like.
My favorite tour of up-and-coming bands would definitely have been the show I saw a few weeks ago. It was with these bands, Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax.
Oh, I read your live blog.
Wait, Anthrax played on that show?
They really have
Who?
A career
Anthrax.
Ahead of them.
Anthrax. We'll be playing in the beautiful borough of the Bronx. In the great Yankee Stadium. Many of Anthrax's dozens of fans will be waiting outside for you with baseball bats. So protect your wallet. A safety tip from the mayor of the Bronx.
Well, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Cool. Great.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks
for calling
in.
All right.
Bye. Oh, we got another caller. 804, you're on the air. What's your name and where?
Did Jeff already leave?
What's up?
I said, did Jeff already leave? Get away
Jeff,
from my dog, you fucking dog.
Jeff.
No, get the fuck out of my house, dog. Sorry.
Are you talking to...
Anyways, because I just wanted to ask them kind of two questions.
Yeah, go for it. Sure, I'm right here. I was going to leave, but I'll answer your questions.
Wait, hold on.
Go, I got to go. Come
get
on.
Get back inside. Hold on. Wait, no. Okay. Well,
I'm in here
first and... question was, okay, because was it a while back, I was tweeting the Lamb of God artist,
right.
Randy White or whatever. I can't say his name right.
You were close.
And I was just kind of wondering, like, because he was just kind of on his usual rants, but...
Right.
I was wondering, like, how do you guys make money from the CDs? Because you were talking about how iTunes takes 70% and, you know, CD sales are, like, difficult as fuck.
Definitely.
And
we do. Definitely.
Then,
right?
Yeah. And then the other one was basically
the
last one? Question.
Go ahead. What's the other question?
Because me and my friends were talking about this at work, because we were talking about different types of weed, and then we came up with a fucking, which is better, Del Taco or fucking Taco Bell?
Absolutely.
And me, I was like, I wanted to see what your guys' opinion was about
that.
I do,
definitely, definitely.
Well, Jeff, if I could interject here.
Go ahead, sure.
Taco Bell wins by, like, a wide margin, although both are terrible.
Kind of like St. Anger and Lulu.
Yeah, Taco Bell is St. Anger, and Del Taco is most certainly Lulu.
They're both terrible, but one's clearly better than the other.
Yeah, one is Chalupas.
All right, definitely.
I hope that answered your question. Jeff, thanks for coming back on the air with us.
No problem.
Post
show. I was already on the BQE, but I jumped back on because he had a question. I got texted.
There you have it. If
you're so dedicated to your fans.
Well,
once again, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. And
why do people always call in like way after the guy leaves?
Well, to be fair, it's because we promote it on like Twitter and Facebook.
So he just got
happening.
Here.
He did
it's a
call.
Very confusing show.
He called in the first time. He called in was right as Jeff was getting off the phone.
Oh, okay.
And then he hung up.
So he didn't.
And then
hear.
He called back. I don't know why.
Maybe he was only on the phone and never listened to like him leaving.
Yeah, it's possible. Mm.
That's probably what happened.
It's still funny.
But I'm glad that Jeff
you should
came
tweet,
back.
Retweet. You know,
Jeff didn't really come back. That was me. I just wanted to make sure you knew.
What?
What?
Sure about that?
Wait a minute. Darren, that was you that whole time?
Yeah.
Saying,
was...
Absolutely.
Excuse
and
me?
And I agree.
I thought you knew because I was talking at the time. And you're
I don't
sitting right there.
You.
Yeah, you were talking, but I was hearing Jeff Tuttle.
Yeah, it's a good impression.
So how did that happen?
I just visualize. Usually I do the method acting.
Darren, you should be on Broadway. I don't know what you're doing here.
Ventriloquist.
On Broadway!
Seriously.
Someone wants to ask Jeff Putnam a question. I think he said Jeff Hardy when he
Jeff
guy.
Hardy, yeah. Super Nintendo Chalmers said he was looking for Jeff Hardy.
But
Jeff
the guy Hardy. On the phone said Jeff Hardy, too. Yeah, he thought maybe he read the chat and thought it was Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy, if you're listening, give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. Put down the needle.
He's just going to want to borrow money. Don't let him call here again.
Do you guys see the documentary I sent you about Razor Ramon?
It wasn't. It was from an ESPN show.
Whatever. Yeah. It looked like a documentary. Well,
it was a documentary.
Very
much.
Sad.
I can't. Oh, my God.
He's
almost in tears.
Well, it's the wrestler in real life, the movie The Wrestler.
The thing
that
is,
can be said about so many people.
Exactly. Like, that's like 60% of them, and the other 40 are dead. At that age, you're either that guy or you're dead.
Well, like, for example, Greg the Hammer Valentine. Remember when we saw that clip of him?
Oh, my God.
And he, go ahead.
So Greg the Hammer Valentine, pretty established wrestler in the 80s. We found this clip of him, like, I'm not exaggerating, literally showing up to a backyard wrestling thing where these, like, complete herbs are wrestling. And, like, he comes in and does a run-in. And, like, beats them up. And then, like,
but not even trying.
Yeah, just, like, just really bad. And then you could hear, like, three people chanting and, like, cheering. Like, there was no one there.
Did he have the shin guard?
He did not.
Well, here's the funny thing about it. I don't know if you saw this, Sid, but he runs in the ring like some heel is talking
shit. Does he actually run, though, or does
he
sort of hobble?
He flabs into the ring.
Yeah.
But, like, he's, like, 50 and completely out of shape with tits.
He was never really in shape to begin with, so I can only imagine now.
And like these young 25-year-old guys who are in shape run in the ring and take one horrible punch from him and go flying out of the ring like he just destroyed them.
It's a career highlight for those
but
guys.
But then not only that, he gets the microphone and then he goes, "Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I never thought I'd be end up in a place like this, but here I am." And thank you.
And whatever. No, but he starts going into like a serious speech, like, you know, you gotta go for your dreams. And then he's like, nah, fuck it. Like, midway through, he just gives up.
God. I guess if the drugs wear off a little bit, and he actually sees where he is, and he's like, dreams? Geez. No.
But my point being that he's like in way better shape than Razor Ramon is, though. Even though he's a wreck. It's like St. Anger and Lulu again. Even though they're both wrecks, one of them is way worse.
Degrees.
You know what? I got to say, what if this whole Lulu thing was just a giant prank by Metallica to make us say that, well, St. Anger wasn't that bad, to finally say something like that.
Well, now they're going to have to do that with Lulu, too, to make something even worse.
Oh, no.
It's a downward spiral.
And that means that they used Lou Reed.
Right.
Groban just posted a link in the chat to Scott Hall singing a Kid Rock song, FYI.
All right, Christ. Clicking the link.
No.
What if only God knows why?
I can't believe, like, his face, it looks like you took an air pump and just filled his face with air.
Yeah,
he looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
He looks like, he got makeup, like Hollywood makeup done to be like a...
He looks like
Weird
Al. Looks like Weird Al in a fat video.
Yeah.
I don't even know this original song.
What is this from?
It's just Scott Hall taping himself singing it.
Like with a webcam or whatever?
Yeah.
Let me turn it on.
You think someone would go observe him?
Oh, my God.
Was
he really
IRS, too?
No.
No.
Somebody else.
Come on.
IRS. Ugh.
He looks like a fat Elvis impersonator.
Yeah. So basically, he looks like an Elvis impersonator.
Yes. But fat Elvis, not skinny Elvis.
This is going to be the video they show when he finally dies. They're going to go to this.
See?
They'll play this while they're, like, walking the casket out to the hospital.
This is what will be on all the forums. Like, you know, look at this video right before he died. He predicted his own death and all that.
He just gave the finger to us.
Are they going to, like, razor's edge him into the hole in the cemetery? Like, Kevin Nash honorarily?
The priest will start the sermon by going, "Hey, yo."
Will the priest be, like, what's his face, Eric Bischoff from The Gay Wedding?
Yeah, yeah. You know, he'll just, like,
makeup?
There'll be, it'll be like, "In fact,
he's not getting buried.
Yeah.
He's going straight to hell.
And then the Undertaker comes out, and there's an unholy wedding. It's a whole weird bunch of different plot lines.
He's not really dead. He's up out of the car. And then the NWO music just starts like, Sing it, Rock.
Oh, no.
It's Rock. He's not even kid. Oh, and then this face he's making of being so into it while high on soma.
That's the morphine.
His eyes are, he's so fucked up right now, but he's
maybe
feeling
it. Maybe
he's
just feeling the music. That's a natural high.
Time. Yeah, man. Thank you, Kid Rock. Now I have no more hard times. You know what's the funny thing? This actually sounds better than Kid Rock's.
It's more authentic coming from him.
I think this might be the most airplay Kid Rock got.
Thank you, Groban.
And Scott Hall.
And Scott Hall, yeah.
Poor Scott Hall.
Oh, wow. Rest in peace.
Rest in
peace. Oh, wait. He's not dead?
Yeah. It's a swerve. He's not dead.
Well, he's dead on the inside.
He's alive.
This is the biggest night in the history of our sport. Scott Hall is not dead. He's still alive. We'll be right back.
Anyway. Alright.
That's that. Oops. There it is again.
The music's not over.
Oh, no.
It's still going to swerve. You thought it was over, but it wasn't.
Whose side is he really on?
Vince Russo writes the live cast now.
Oh.
We could probably afford him at this point, right?
Yeah.
What else is he doing?
He's got fired
in God.
DNA, right?
He still works for him.
Oh, I thought he was fired.
Not the head writer. Anyway, since we have some time left in the show, why don't we play...
Trash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. And then... Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Oh, Rob. Of
course. That was a little trash talk.
Lord. Is that the first song we're going to...
No, that wouldn't be fair. They're signed. But that's right. Thrash it or trash it. The game where you submit unsigned bands to us via the chat or by calling in.
Or the forum.
Or the forum, I guess, but we don't really check it as often as we should.
I always like when Frank's here for this because I feel like he gives much more of a musical opinion.
Yeah, and the good thing about it, too, is this is most likely these bands' first recordings, so there's a higher chance that Frank
would
be
would like them. Yeah,
that's
true.
He's already heard them.
Anything after
them
the first
times.
Recording, though, it's probably terrible.
It's true.
Sellouts.
So let's take... All right, Grindcore Luigi in the chat has one. And he links to a SoundCloud page. And the band is Vector of Underground. And the track is...
I don't like the name.
Glossy Spring.
You listen to Falconer. I'm just going to let you know in advance I'm going to agree with anything Frank says. Just to sound smart.
Scott Hall available for parties.
Yeah. As a table. They're Russian.
Huh.
Sounds Russian. What's the Harry?
Oh!
Blue.
This is Misha and Sasha's band.
Gargula.
Oh, dear God.
You don't like instrumental
all of a sudden.
I just wanted to start already.
No, you don't.
Was that a fast forward?
Did you fast forward
I fast forwarded it.
He fast forwarded to like half the song.
Rob, what is he saying?
Something I love you.
He wants to live like a journalist.
The Russian guys need to interview this band. Stat.
All right, so what do we think of this? What do we think of this? Frank, let's start with you so we can all agree with you.
I thrash it. I like the, I mean, it's nothing brand new. They're not reinventing the wheel or anything, but I really like the rawness of the drum sounds and everything that they have going on. I dig it. I don't know what the hell he's saying or what's going on there. But
Sid, what do you think?
I don't like the vocals, but the music's pretty good. It's pretty powerful and loud and fast. And the only thing is, it sounds like they want to cram every single influence they have into one song. It's a little bit all over the map, but I appreciate the effort. I will thrash.
Noah?
Going back to a point that Sid touched upon, it did sound like they were influenced by many other bands, and it also sounds like they cut and paste a bunch of different riffs that they wrote at like separate times. So it's not a cohesive song. And I don't really like the way the guy screams, so I'm going to trash it.
Hater.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game.
I got to say, I like the music, but I didn't like the vocals.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And like the vocals kind of kill it for me.
What?
So I'm going to trash it.
Okay. And
I don't get that. Oh, there we go.
So it's a tie so far, right? Two to two?
I just thought it was a very raw sound. There's nothing new.
You like it raw, don't
but,
you, Darren?
The drum sound, you were totally
the drum
that.
Sound, I was totally into that, and anything else that Frank said. No, honestly, I did. I do agree with Sid. It was all over the map, and it was a lot of two. I'm just going to repeat everything everybody said.
Go on.
Your
stop
critique.
Kissing ass, Darren.
I really only hear two influences in the song, and that's System of a Down meets Between the Buried and Me.
It sounded a little screamo there for a little while in the middle. But yeah, the vocals killed it for me, but not like I always say, not enough. I really like the music, and not enough for me to trash it. So a mild thrash, I would say.
There you have it, 3 out of 5, and that's Vector of Underground. You can look them up on SoundCloud. Maybe they have some other web presence.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we have a caller. Let's get him on the line, Noah. Who do we have?
Hold on. Area code 615.
No. Hey, what's up?
Shlomo.
No, not Shlomo.
What's this?
Hey, this is Steve from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello, Steve from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, what's up? Am I allowed to submit two, or is that against the rules?
No, you're only allowed to submit one.
Submit the less crappy one.
Yeah.
No, submit the more.
Okay, I'll submit the one that I play in.
Oh.
All right, good.
Because I'm a self-promoting bastard.
We can give you some
advice. Yeah.
Yeah, Chaos Frame.
All right.
They have a band camp. Chaosframe.bandcamp.com.
Chaos Frame? Like a picture
chaos
frame?
Chaos Frame, as in a picture frame that is very chaotic.
All right. The album you have here is Another Life. Costs
that's
7.
The one, yeah, the first track.
Your album costs more than Jeff Tuttle's album?
Play that one called The Movies.
You know, not my choice, but it's really, really good. I think it's worth the money.
What do you do in the band?
Well, of course, you would think it's worth
the
money.
I'm a drummer. I didn't write anything on this album. This was a one-man project when this album was done, and he's a guy, really talented cat named Matt Hodson, is putting together a band. I'm the drummer that he has right now. And I didn't write this, but it's really, really fucking good, so I don't feel bad.
So
I don't feel lame self-promoting yet, because it's not even me.
The singer is a cat.
What coke did you do for this call?
All right. So, all right, here we go. We're going to play The Distance by Chaos Frame.
I'm going the distance. Back to the front.
You will do what I say.
Frank, how did the drum sound so far?
Shitty. A little fake.
Definitely sounds like a drum.
This sounds quantized.
No. So this is a total. This is a total Pro Tools band.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
It doesn't. Here nor there.
It's
just doesn't sound natural. Yeah. Noah, how do you feel about this?
I don't know.
No, you're not instantly wet by these vocals?
This is trying to be in flames now, right? Trying to be? No?
Oh.
Oh.
I like the way he sounds singing it, but I don't know. There's just something off about it. I feel like the music doesn't suit his voice.
It sounds like a regular guy singing. It sounds like Michael Bolton singing like epic music.
Is this from you when you guys went to the white people karaoke?
Yeah, yeah. That's the guy.
It sounds like white people karaoke.
All right, so Sid, now that you've made that white people karaoke statement, how do you feel about
this? Actually, the singer sort of sounds like the guy who sang for Boston, Tom Scholz, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
It sounds like More Than a Feeling, but with metal behind it.
So is that a good thing for you or a bad
thing? That's a trash.
Thing?
That's a trash. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yes. Noah, how do you feel? What's your final verdict here?
Hum. I like his singing, and I like the music, but I don't like it together.
Uh-huh.
So, and also, I don't know, it sounds like a little too pristine as a recording. So maybe if they worked on it a little bit more, then I would thrash it. But for now, so that they would work on the music, I'm going to thrash it.
Wow, she's a total coxies with her.
I like that she says, so they'll work on their music, I'm going to trash. Like they're waiting for Noah's feedback.
Well, they are.
The guy
called in.
The
he's on
right
the practice
there.
More, but he said that he has nothing to do with this other than
he didn't
drummer.
Record it.
Yeah,
he's just in the band now.
Well, yeah.
It is really quantized because that's an electronic drum set. It's we're working on recording the next one, too, and that we'll have live drums and will not sound so digital.
Yeah.
But,
like,
yeah.
Don't get so defensive, man.
No,
yeah, I mean,
fine.
Even there's really awesome music that have completely quantized fake drums, like Animals as Leaders, I think is amazing. In fact, I still think their first record's better than the new record.
By the way, caller Noah just burned
but
this.
Of course you were, though. That's totally in line with your life.
But it's also
no,
a better record.
True. Sure, Frank is correct.
I wanted to say that Noah just burned this CD, took him in another room and pissed on it. But that means she likes it.
Cause yeah.
She pisses on men that she likes.
That's true. I marked it as my own.
Okay.
This dude should be flattered. He's got something in common with Lars Ulrich. They both drum for bands that use fake drums on the album.
And they get pissed on by Noah.
Well, yeah.
Well, man. The vocals kind of killed it for me. But I did like the music. I thought the music was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm going to trash it.
You should have gone the other way. With that.
Nah.
But I highly object to going before Frank. I just want to register my complaint here.
I'll say it's really quick what I have to say. I think
that was a joke. All right,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. I insist.
No, he needs to change his answer. Right?
I need to. I need to check my answer.
Okay, all I have to say is that...
absolutely.
I'm not a person at all who judges a band based on the vocals, but power metal, mm-hmm. and anything influenced on power metal, is heavily vocalized, and I mean, it's the number one thing you could, you know... judge on here, and I don't like this voice, so I'd have to trash it.
Okay.
But I like the music.
Oh wow! So me and Frank agree. Cool. I'm good.
I just want to say I'm not a person who judges a band by the vocals.
Really?
In power metal, it's like the most important thing.
Yeah.
So. Judging by the voice in this, I feel like I have to trash it. I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm going to go out on a limb and disagree with Frank. I like the vocals. I hate fucking hearing... Every time someone submits a band, it's the same exact stupid growling shit. So I like hearing something that was a little... He doesn't have that high register, I think, is what you're all objecting to.
The dude can sing some really, really high notes, actually. Maybe you didn't get to any on the song we just played, but the dude has a crazy fucking range.
I liked it. I think it was, I don't really listen to that kind of music, but for what it is, I think it worked. And I really like the guy's voice. Maybe I'm crazy, but I
like his voice.
Thrash. Oh, my God, you are so crazy. But no, I'm just kidding. But thanks.
Woo!
So that's...
Not a unanimous trash, yeah.
There you go. But thanks for calling. And
yeah, absolutely.
Now, look, just because some of us might not have liked it doesn't mean the listeners at home didn't like it.
Yeah.
Music is not a competition.
Yeah. So...
that's American Idol.
No, I agree. I really love this stuff. I'm really proud to be in this band now. Oh, one neat fact, that guy singing is actually in Rhode Island, even though we're in Minneapolis. So the internet's kind of cool.
What's
not Rhode Island, Delaware. I always heard Rhode Island. He's from Delaware. I'm really sorry, Dave. I've never met the guy. I'm sure he's cool.
How many of your band members are in Delaware?
One, just the singer. I'm in Minneapolis. So, anyone in Minnesota that can sing the balls off, let us know.
Oh, my God. This guy would not fucking stop talking.
He's hyper.
He was more shilling for his band than the musician we specifically interviewed earlier to shill for his band.
Because they do interviews all the time. Yeah.
Alright, I want... Okay, first of all, everyone stop spamming
the
chat. I'm going to kick Morbid Toaster now. If he's going to keep doing this.
And
boom! Kicked!
Bye.
Alright, so I want... Scott Hall available for parties because he has such a great username. Man. So just paste that back in there, Scott Hall available.
What about Noah's Booty Buddy? That's a good one.
We'll get to that one as well.
I know you had a booty
buddy. The band he picked is Spy.
Not Ninjka Spy, like you wrote?
That's their ska version.
And
Ninjka Spy.
Ninjkaspi.
Ninjka Spy. All right, I'm going to stop.
What time is it?
Evolution of the Skin.
We're going to 10 like normal, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Tell me to cut. Oh.
From dysfunction to mechanical function of the part of the system. Is this Gogo Bordello?
You gotta see this. Frank is grooving to this. And Sid is shaking his head right next to each other. I think I already know two of the five votes.
Did they just say fart?
Fart!
Fuck!
Super Nintendo Chalmers nails it. This sounds like if Disturbed wrote a ska song.
Piss on me! Alright, let's start with Noah this time. What do you think?
Well, I didn't like it.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, Rob?
Alright, that narrows it down.
Hey, you were going to say? I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I didn't like it.
But I'm going to trash it anyway.
In the end, it's going to be I didn't like it.
Okay.
So it doesn't even matter what I was going to say.
I didn't think it was that bad. But I didn't think it was great. Mm-hmm. But since I've been so negative today, I'll give this one a mild trash.
That's a terrible read. I'm not even going to play the sound because you should really give your opinion.
My opinion is that...
Not
no,
based on what
fine.
The other...
Rob's
if
opinion,
all of them suck,
no,
they all suck.
No. I think this... I didn't hate this as much as the two things that I trashed.
Okay.
Which is why...
I'll give you a ding.
Thank you.
There you go. Thanks.
I hated it.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I thought it was groovy. It's cool. I dig it. Sure.
Sure.
These
that
are the most
short.
Passive thrashes I've ever
would
heard.
Would you
go
see that band live?
Me? I think I would.
I would.
I would get drunk and go see that shit.
You'd pay?
I've seen Chromeo live.
Yeah, but that's because Rob forced you.
I did not force him to. There was nothing else for him to do.
I thought, and I thought the drugs would be good there. So.
They were no
good.
I just want to say I dig it. I kind of like it. Yeah. I'll trash it.
You groove through it.
I'd go to see them. If I seen Chromeo. You
know. All right. Let's get, oh, wait. Was that everyone? Sid.
This sounds like if System of a Down had a band meeting and were like, guys, how could we get more frat boys to listen to this is what it would sound
to
like.
To me, it sounds like if System of a Down were like, guys, have you heard this band Puya?
Should no really one's heard of that band anymore. Come on. What year is this?
You're right.
I haven't even heard of that.
All right. Here's the final band by Noah's, what was it? Noah's
Booty
Buddy.
Buddy. Ed Leslie.
Okay, the band is called At War With Androids.
Mm-hmm.
The members look like they were once in Puya.
What's Puya?
Are they Hispanic?
They're just a Hispanic rock band.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait.
Oh, this is it. Sorry.
Before you play that, I have some Puya here.
Oh.
Me here. Triple players in the house. I.O. Big in a cable. Watch a lot of channels whenever you're able.
This is good. Why are we trashing that?
Oh, I definitely thrashed it.
Maybe you just didn't know this song.
Puya should definitely cover this.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's like, I think it might be a car dealership commercial now that uses almost this exact same song, but with different lyrics.
What?
So I don't know if they ripped off the commercial or if they hired this guy to just change the words to the song. But there's a new commercial on local, like on Time Warner Cable now, that's almost this exact same song, but it's not for Time Warner.
But all these fucking like bachata songs sound exactly alike.
But I mean, it's this, but with different words.
Okay, the exact same song?
Pretty
mean?
Much.
All right. You'd probably think that.
Except with poor recording quality, but it's pretty much this exact same song.
I'm going to investigate that. That's interesting. Well, that was Puya. I'm here on the Metal Injection Livecast.
All right.
This is Virus and the Gorilla.
This is Disfigured Heart.
Puya. By the way, I just want to point out that someone is lambasting Jose Mangan in the chat. I don't know if you want to address that, since he's your buddy.
I'm friends with him.
I like
him. I have
him.
No problem.
I'm not his friend, but I like
he's
him.
He's not an asshole. He's anything but an
he's
asshole.
Actually
he's the
really
exact
nice.
Opposite of an asshole. He's like,
right.
Okay. Can I add, well, just
okay,
that's,
stop the music.
I want to know. Oh, who cares? I want to know what he thinks Jose is an asshole about. This is like Morbid Toaster, who's a regular contributor.
It's Scott Hall available for parties that's saying it.
You should call in and say why Jose is an asshole. No, he said Jose is an asshole. Look.
Oh.
And then the other guy said he should have his chainsaw to his spine, which I don't get that at all.
That's just going to make him more of an asshole, really. I mean, whoever got a chainsaw to the spine and became nicer.
He'll be bitter. He'll be bitter because he can't walk anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Back
that'd be a true test of his hyping of abilities.
Imagine. Wow. Him on MTV.
With his spine sliced in half as he still is to promote these bands.
He'd be like 95% of them.
Look, they signed my cast. They're awesome.
Yeah, man.
My body cast.
They wheeled me out here, man.
Are you guys done?
My surgeon was the best.
Here we go back.
You should totally Facebook him.
So what do we think of At War With Androids, everybody?
I couldn't hear anything. I like when they pan the music.
It's just like one long breakdown. Alright, let's start with Frank so we can all know what position to take.
Absolutely not. No. No way. Turn it off.
So you're not into it?
No, not at all.
What about this part? This part's pretty good. The riff.
The Cephalic Carnage part?
Yeah, this one.
So what do you think of it, Noah?
Well, what about Sid?
Well, we're mixing it up. Oh, okay. Sid doesn't even...
Damn, you're faster than I can even buzz. I have a feeling this is going to be unanimously trash.
No.
I didn't mind this at all.
Really?
Not original or anything, but I wouldn't mind seeing a band called At War with Androids.
But that's just the name. Like, the name can be good without the band being good.
Yeah.
You say that until you see a band that's called At War with Androids.
And they suck.
Yeah.
If they sound this tight live, I would like it.
See, no, you shouldn't be so cemented in your opinions when you hear a band with a cool name and say, I couldn't possibly imagine them sucking. And yet they suck right in front of you.
I don't think they suck.
You should admit that they suck.
But I don't think
they
suck.
I'm just kidding. I don't believe you, but I'm kidding.
Well, I'm not kidding.
All right.
There's so I crash it.
There it is. Look, I'll give it two.
Thank you.
Are you mad at me? I was joking.
How dare you joke on this show?
I'm sorry. I'll kiss your starfish.
It's a handprint.
I wasn't too into it. I trash it.
Well, I would say that I cannot identify anything in that song as music. It's horrible. They sound like they don't know. They just started playing last week. The vocals are awful. My ears wanted to bleed. I couldn't even identify that was a song. Unless,
and you sharted.
He lost eyesight in his left eye.
Yes. I just had a mild stroke. So I thrash it. No, I'm kidding. I trash it. Awful, awful. One of the worst songs we've ever played on.
And that concludes.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Dan, you don't really have to say what Frank
said. Trash it or trash it.
I don't have to say what?
You can have your own opinion. You don't have
he
to follow
say what
Frank
said.
I went way more elaborate than
I
Frank.
I just said I don't like it.
He said, I don't like it. Trash it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I only said that, all that whole diatribe because of Frank?
Yeah, just to impress him.
Wasn't that band bad enough for me to hate it on my own?
Noah was hoping she had a buddy on that one.
No. Well, you're allowed to say, you know, like terrible things.
Care.
Even if
I like a lot of music that you guys don't like. I'm not ashamed of it.
What?
That goes around the table.
Really?
Yeah.
Since
you guys
when?
Don't like Elvin King. I like Elvin King.
You like things that aren't good?
Well, I mean,
here.
They're good to me. They're not good to you. It's all relative.
I don't mind Elvin King.
Elvis King?
Yeah.
I actually am probably, well, not Frank this year, but other than Frank, I think I probably liked the most of your music than anyone else on the show. I am into
And
that.
Likewise.
Thank you. Well, I think most people like what I like. I have more of a, no, that's not to be insulting. I have more, I think, mainstream taste than she does. You like lots of noodling stuff, and, you know, we know Sean hates that.
Yeah.
But, you know. Here,
so. We share a bond over that.
A kinetic bond?
Mm-hmm. Protein bond.
Covalent.
Good.
Thank you.
Elevating the discourse.
Well, that's enough of that.
Saying random words.
Yeah. Because we have completed our first Sunday Night Live cast.
Sunday.
Plus 11 minutes.
Yeah, with 11 minutes of overtime.
We can come at 7-Eleven next week.
7-Eleven.
On you can come
October
with
31st or 30th.
Stuff from 7-Eleven.
Next week will be our Halloween episode. We'll all be dressed in costume.
I'm not going to be here.
Well, you're going to be the invisible ghost. That's your costume.
Oh, okay. Can we just address one thing before we go? You said you are in love with an Asian boy.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well,
or do you want to leave that as a teaser for next week?
But next week
she's
not here.
Be here.
Oh,
so then she does want to leave.
Do it now.
2 weeks from now she'll be pregnant by the Asian boy and it won't be the same story.
You know, it's a long story. I'll just save it for next time.
He's gonna give you his rice noodle.
Why don't you blog about it on metalinjection.net?
Let's just say, have you had an encounter with this man yet?
Like speaking to him?
No, like a physical touch.
No.
Have you spoken to him?
Yes.
Have you flirted?
Does he speak English?
Yes.
Does he work in an IT department?
I don't know yet.
This is like the lightning round.
Have you seen him trimming his nails on the subway?
No.
Does he live
He's
in your
different.
Building?
He's different. He's different.
Does he eat those meat
I like
patties
him.
In the morning?
I see him at the park with his dog, and the reason why I like him is because
he hasn't
I like...
cooked it yet. He's a humanitarian.
Yes. And I like the way he shouts at his dog, like, when he gives him commands.
Like, what does he say?
It's like in The Deer Hunter. Mow! Shut it up, mow!
He puts a gun to the dog's head.
No, he has a really deep voice. He does it really angrily.
I think you're lying because dogs don't go near Chinese people. By nature.
It's a big cat.
So there, this proves your theory that I don't like all Asian people.
So how'd you meet this guy?
At the park. He has a dog with my dog.
I mean, what was his pickup line?
No, our dogs just started interacting.
You use your dog to do your dirty work?
Duh. What else are dogs for?
What's his dog's name?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Dinner.
What's special number 8?
Mugu Gai Pan.
Beef with broccoli.
You're really going to go out with an Asian guy making those type of jokes, Noah.
We'll play this at your
not me, it's you guys.
Engagement party.
You're not going to play on the show, are you?
Well, Mr.
Wow.
Noah, you have a really nice dog. What's his name?
Kung Pao puppy.
Oh,
you can't even say Bruno.
No, your dog smells very nice.
Say Bruno.
You bring him over my house for dinner, yeah?
He doesn't talk like that. He talks just like.
Well, he speaks English.
Talk.
What?
Like me?
Yeah, like a regular guy. He doesn't have an accent.
Oh, really? He's Chinese though.
I don't think he's Chinese.
Korean?
What is he?
He's probably Korean.
Oh, that explains it. You say he's not Filipino or something?
No, he's not.
Oh.
He's more yellow.
What do you find attractive about him? Right. Does he have man hands or what?
Yeah, what are his hands like? Let's get to the bottom
tiny.
Of that.
No, they're not tiny. He's a tall guy.
What?
He's a tall Asian guy.
You sure he's Asian?
He's like maybe a little shorter than Rob.
You sure he's not like Azerbaijani or something?
It might be Yao Ming. Are you dating Yao Ming?
Yao Ming is taller than me. Come
he's
on.
Not really Chinese, though. Yao Ming.
Isn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, he is. He's Chinese.
No, you're dating Yao Ming?
Yes.
Awesome.
All right.
Noah's dating Yao Ming.
Okay, yes, and that's the end of the show.
I want somebody to Photoshop Noah into a photo of Yao, like Yao Ming's wedding photo. I want Noah Photoshopped into it. And I want that on the forum.
No, I
want
to know, like, what are you attracted to? You said he's
like the way he yells at his dog.
Is he a pretty boy, though?
He's very nimble with his abacus.
He looks like a regular Asian guy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What's the switch?
Is he wearing a karate gi?
Frank.
Asso.
He wears...
Is he doing Tai Chi in the park? Is he one of those Asians?
No, let me do acupuncture on your starfish.
He wears an aluminum blanket.
No, let me eat the dim sum off of your boobies.
See how much short fun round. Asian guys can be?
I pray falconer while I massage your dump rings.
Her dump ring.
Oh. Very cold today. So very cold. Let me warm you up.
Oh, I miss that guy.
Is it that guy?
Oh, God, no.
His ESL classes finally paid off.
Is it in yet?
Oh.
So are you looking forward to physical encounters?
Did we just ruin it for you? No,
he's not listening to this.
No, I don't think he is, but I think from now on when I see him, I'm going to remember this conversation. Yeah.
He's probably hiding in her bedroom right now. It's like, no, they'll be totally cool with it.
Yeah.
Oh, good Rivecast today.
Rivecast.
That's the episode title, Good Rivecast.
Retro Injection. By the way, we're now banned in China. We weren't before. Now we're banned. We were morning drive there.
Yeah.
But it's over.
We were loved ones.
Maybe it's okay because those are the people that left that we're making fun of. So they want that. If you go to America, it'll be ridiculed. See? We're doing a service now.
Or a cautionary tale.
And shamed.
Yeah.
And this filthy woman will want to have sex with you if she sees you in a park.
Hey!
Did he bow?
Which one did he meet?
Which part offended you, the filthy woman or the park?
The filthy woman.
Oh, okay.
No,
you said
hey filthy.
After the park part.
Oh.
Did he bow when you...
Because then he's Japanese.
No, Chinese people bow.
Did he have a Hello Kitty backpack?
Oh.
No, but
he
had a bowl of ramen.
Cans,
he had a bowl of ramen noodles.
I'm not collecting cans. Oh, my God. I'm never telling you guys anything again.
Did he give you his phone number written on the back of a Ninja Star?
No, is it a fortune cookie?
Yeah, it was a fortune cookie.
No, I eat your fortune cookie with chopstick.
That was actually his pickup line. It works.
It year of the pussy.
Scott Hall, available for parties, brings up a good question. Has he bought you tiny shoes?
Confucius say, man in park who finger Noah on wrong period, get caught red-handed.
Oh, I just want to apologize in advance, or I guess not in advance, to all of our Asian listeners.
We have like two Asian listeners.
Sorry, Jumpman Hat.
Listen, we rub all of you.
On the Rivecast.
Oh, Darren.
Confucius say, man in park who take Noah on camping trip have one intent. Confucius say, Chinese man who take Noah and have sex with her on the dirt, get peace on earth.
New one with the sit in his own pew.
Oh, that doesn't relate to sex with Noah, though.
There's got to be a way.
Man who fought in church and have sex with Noah at the same time. Sit in own pew.
Yes. I knew we could make it work.
Did he throw a Hadouken at you? You look a little tan. That's why I'm asking. Maybe that's a new tanning method. Fireballs. He thought you were Sagat.
Hey.
I'd say Vega.
Chun-Li. Chun-Li. We'll give
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li.
Thank you.
Cannon. No, it doesn't have the thighs.
E-Honda.
Yeah,
E-Honda.
He was E-Honda.
He drives E-Honda. Wow. Okay. All right.
Well, good luck with that, Noah.
Yeah. I hope it works out for you.
Never play him this live. I mean, the live cast.
I'll never bring him around, you guys.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening, and don't forget, we are on Sundays now from 7 p.m. Eastern to 9, well, whatever.
Why did Lou Reed just give the time check?
7 to 9! On the live cast.
I despise doing the show at that time.
You'll actively despise us. All right. We're going to get out of here. Do we have something to play us out, Darren?
I forgot what I was going to play. Damn it. It was something Sid mentioned.
Turning Japanese?
No. Oh, we could do that. But you mentioned a song earlier. What was it? It was something that... It was something classic rock.
Oh, Boston.
Yeah, that was it. We'll play Boston out.
I think we've done that before, haven't we?
No.
Probably played Chicago.
I don't think so. Was it?
I don't know.
I don't want to play the same thing twice.
Well, if you do, then you should probably throw it away.
I was thinking the same thing, Rob. Get out of my head.
I don't have Boston anyway, so it's turning Japanese is what it's going to be. This is in honor of Noah's new boyfriend.
Oh, so now you're honoring him?
Yeah, honorable Noah boyfriend. on the Rivecast.
See you next week, everybody.
Sayonara.
I see the staring and there's nothing else to a human urinal. How is a human urinal? All over my penis and face.
I think so. Hello.
Mama.
I didn't have to be that loud.
I know. I love Bujanina. I'm dead on the inside.